Und auf ein Besen mit Bes. Ein Besen mit Bes. Hier möchte ich sagen, again, Bishar kol azvochim, sheshochton leshum Pesach. Heis, on Erev Pesach itself, that came out on Shabbos. So locher is, only a korban Pesach you're allowed to bring today. What happens if somebody made a mistake, and he shechted kol hazvochim, odd zvochim, or shlomi mechatis, sheshochton leshum Pesach. He made the shechita leshem a korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, if it's an animal, let's say it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or it's a female, that it's not ready to be a korban Pesach, then chayiv. Even if the person made a mistake and thought he's bringing this l'shem Pesach, you can't make mistakes like that. If the animal is not roi, is not able to be a korban Pesach, then avadi yichayiv. Ma'ashen ken vin ruyim. Let's say you had a korban shlomim, and the shlomim was a lamb that was 1 year old only, and it was only a zocher. That really this animal would have been roi to be a korban Pesach. And now on Erev Pesach, you're making a mistake, and you think it's a Pesach, and you shechten l'shem Pesach, here is the machlokes. That Reb Elezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Elezer says still the person is chayiv chatis. He did an aveir on Shabbos. He shechted now a korban shlomim. That you have no right to bring it on Shabbos, even though you made a mistake. You thought it's a korban Pesach. You blive a shoygig and you chayiv chatis. Reb Yeshua poiter. This is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In this case, Reb Yeshua holds your poiter since it's called a toye b'dvar mitzvah. Hey, he thought that this korban is a korban Pesach and is bringing it today. And really, if it would have been a korban Pesach, it would be yotzer. So even though really it's a korban shlomim, and he's doing an avera, but that's the Yeshua shita toyib dvar mitzvah v'yosem mitzvah. You did a little bit mitzvah here because the shlomim shar zvachim. Even if you shech the shlo lishmo, the korban is still kosher. It's just not all l'shem chayvam, but a korban you brought. So since l'maisi you brought the shlomim on Shabbos, it's called you did a ktsas mitzvah. The Yeshua holds that's a smarter part of you. You're poter from a chatis. So the Gemara, man tana de shoni lei, bein ruyin le shenem ruyin. Who is the tana of our Mishnah that says, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds this new svara, that if you're toyib dvar mitzvah, if you think you're doing a mitzvah, so we say, you're potter from chatis, that's only if the animal is roi to be a korban pesach. Like you had a young lamb that was a zocher, that was only 1 year old. Then we say, you called it toya, you made a mistake, you're more than a shoygig, you're a toya, then you're potter. If the animal is not roi, let's say it's a bokor, it's a calf, or it's 2 years old, or it's in a cave, but it's not roi b'chlal to be a Pesach, then we don't hold the svara from toyim. Then you chayiv on Shabbos if you brought this for korban. Who holds this svara? The Gemara Reb Shimoni. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisim. Echod hazvachim aruyim. We're talking about again on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, and somebody took a different zevach, not a korban Pesach. He took a shlomim or took a chatis. Even if that zevach, that korban chatis, where the echad haruim, it's a young calf, it's a young lamb, that would have been roi for korban Pesach. The echad zvachim shenim ruim. A tanakam holds even a calf, or even 2 year old, or even a male, a female, that's not roi for korban Pesach, still. The chen ha-shechton l'shem emurit zibar potter. Diver Rabbi Meir. This way Rabbi Meir holds. That even if you shecht an animal that's not roi for Pesach, but if you made a mistake and you thought this is a korban Pesach, you still call the toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, and a kohen holds that you'll be potter from a chatis. That's what the divrei Rebbe Meir. That's what Rebbe Meir holds. Omer Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says no. Loi nech l'ku Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua al she'enem ruyin shechayiv. He's like our Mishnah. But Rebbe Shimon says no. Even Rebbe Yeshua holds a person is chayiv on Shabbos if he brings an animal that this animal is 2 year older or it's a female. So the animal is not roi to be a korban Pesach. You don't have any answer. You made a mistake. I'm a toya. I think this korban is a korban Pesach. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known that this animal is not roi to be a korban Pesach. So such a case of avad yechayiv chatis. Even though you were shoygig, you thought you were allowed to bring this korban for a Pesach, or you've made a mistake. You thought this animal could be a Pesach, but that's a bad mistake because you should have known it can't be a Pesach. So that's called a shoygeg, not a toya. Therefore, avad yechayiv chatis on Shabbos. So, Reb Shimon, al ma nechleku, where is the machlekes? Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah, al haruyin, on an animal that's a young lamb that's only 1 year old and it's a zocher and it was a korban shlomim. So, Reb Elezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Elezer says if you shechted this korban shlomim today on erev Pesach that Shabbos, yechayiv chatis. You didn't have aver on Shabbos. You have no right to shech this animal. Even though you made a mistake and you thought it's korban Pesach, that's still called the shaygig. Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. This is the case Rabbi Yeshua holds Poiter. He had it's not a shogig, you called it toy. It's a little bit less than a shogig. Shogig means you made a mistake, but we have a time you should have known. What do you mean you made a mistake? You should have known you're not supposed to do it. Here it's more than that. Here you were toya, you thought that this animal that's a korban shlamim, you thought it was a korban pesach. And really it's a young lamb that could have been a korban pesach. Therefore, Yeshua holds your potter from a chattis. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon that makes this chilek. Only by a korban that's ruya, that could have been a korban pesach, does Rabbi Yeshua hold your potter. Omer Rav Biboy, Omer Rabbi Loza. Poiter hoye Rabbi Meir, a figel egel, shel zivche shlamim. He sees a shot in the first Tanakhama before Reb Meir that holds that according to Reb Yeshua, Yapoter even Shaz Vachim, that are not Roy for Korban Pesach. He says, even a calf, Afilu Egel, Shel Ziv Chay Shlomim, that was a Korban Shlomim, Shel Shachotu L'Shum HaPesach, Yeshech L'Shem HaKorban Pesach on Erev Pesach that Shabbos, still he holds Yapoter from Echatis. That's also called a Toya. Even though the animal is a calf, and a calf is not Roy to be a Korban Pesach, still, on Erev Pesach, everybody's Fatumult. You don't know, you can make a mistake, you could have thought this was a Korban Pesach, and if you bring in the Shem Pesach, you're potter from a Chattis, I'll say out to Rabbi Meir. Omalei Rab Zeyl or Rabbi Iva. I have Omer Rabbi Yechon and said that Moida Hoye Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir himself is Moida the Baalei Mumin. That let's say the animal was a Baal Mum. He's a person on Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos, and he shechted this young animal, and he thought it was a Korban Pesach, and it came out was a Baal Mum. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Meir is Moidi Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Because it doesn't pass to make a mistake. Since the Baal Mum, a moment, something wrong with the animal, it's not right to be a Korban Pesach, so you see, you're called the Shoigig and Yechayiv Achatis. So go here also, if you took an eagle, you took a calf is not right to be a Korban Pesach. So why do you say by a calf? You're potter from Achatis, it's called you made a mistake. I, by a Baal Mum, if the animal is not Roy, why don't you say also you made a mistake there? Omalei entered back Poshit. But Baalei Mumim Loi Torit. An animal that has a mum on it, you're not supposed to be Isaac working to bring it for a carbon. It's not Roy for any carbon at all. If it has a split in its lip, it's a Baal Mum, you can't bring it at all. So there we say, you're not called a toy. You should have known that animal is not Roy for Kachem at all. Mashenken Vahai Torit Bey. Mashenka, this animal, this calf, it's Roy to be Kachem. You could be Torit, like it's a tam. Any animal, it's a tam, you could be Isaac, you could be Isaac and Kachem. So even though it's only supposed to be a Shlomim, and not a Korban Pesach, it's possible to say the person can make a mistake. A mistake he could make. Weiter. Boi minei rovim Rav Nachman. So yes, the shal from Rav Nachman. Chulin l'shem Pesach mal yom Rav Meir. What's going to be on Erev Pesach? Somebody good took a young calf, a young lamb, it could be, it was 1 year old, was a zocher, but it was chulin, it wasn't even kachim, a regular plain animal. And on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, he made the shkita one l'shem korban pesach. What's the law according to Rav Meir? Omalei, poiter hoye Rav Meir, afilu chulin l'shem pesach. He held enechnam, even in such a case also, you potter. Because you made a mistake, you didn't realize this was chulin, you thought it was a real korban pesach, so since you made a mistake, that's called toye b'dvar mitzvah, even though lo yosem mitzvah, you didn't do any mitzvah at all here. Because it's mamash chulin. Still, Rav Meir shitri is even though you don't do a mitzvah at all, still you potter from a chattis. For the Gemara, I, Vom Rav Yechanan, Moidoi Rav Meir Baal Mumim. I, Rav Yechanan said that Rav Meir is Moidoi to bring a korban as a Baal Mum. Since it's not Roy for korban, that's not called you made a mistake, that's called the Shoigi Yichayev a chattis. So the Chur Chulin also is not called you made a mistake, it's not Roy for kachim. Same terrors on the Gemara. Balei mumim loy michlefi. Same terrors, a little different. Balei mumim loy michlefi. The terror says a baal mum, if there's something wrong with the animal and you could see it, you should have known you can't make a mistake that animal for a regular animal. This animal that has a mum on it, it's not roy for kachim. People don't make mistakes. So if you did make a mistake, you're called a shaygig, it's not called a toya. Mashenken hani michlefi. But if the animal was a regular good animal, just that it wasn't kachim yet, it was only chulin, people can make mistakes. You find now this young lamb on Erev Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash. You think it's Korban Pesach and you shech l'shem Korban Pesach. Even though it's chulin, people can make mistakes though. It's shayach to be michlefoy, you made a mistake. This animal was another Korban Pesach. So the Gemara, for time of the Rav Meir Mishem Mechlufev Leichlufev, is it true? That's the reason why Rav Meir holds your potter. Because people can make mistakes. You can be machlef, you can make a mistake. This animal for a Korban Pesach. So that's called a toyib b'dvar mitzvah. I v'omer Rabbi, v'omer Rabbi Lazo, poiter hoye Rav Meir afilu egel, shel zivchei shlomim, she shochetu l'shum ha-pesach. I, he said over in Rav Meir's name, that even if he shecht a calf, l'shem a korban pesach on erev pesach, still you potter. The chur there, it's not shach michlefe. You can't make a mistake. Everybody knows a calf is a calf. Like, what could you bring for korban pesach? Either lamb or else a goat. That has to only be 1 year old. But everybody knows you can't take a calf. So here you took an egel, a calf. So why you hold your potter? Here it can't be michlefe. You'll make a mistake. Alma, what do you see? Time of the Reb Meir, why does Reb Meir say you called a toya that you put there? Mishum the Torah. The Torah says you're busy doing Kabbonis today. That anything that looks like a korban, since today Erev Pesach, you're busy bringing Kabbonis. So any animal that's roy to be a korban, we could also say you're busy in it, and therefore you put there, it's called your toya b'dvar mitzvah. So lav davka kosit ichlefei mishum Torah. And the Gemara omalei sakha true, Reb Meir holds both svaras. I tell you, Torah, if he's busy, it's a korban, it's roy to be brought for a korban, he's busy with it, is alpha gav le michlef. Even though it's a calf, that you can't make a mistake, a calf for a lamb, still he holds your potter. Because people at Torah, they are busy, oisik and kachim. Michlef, let's say it's something you can make a mistake with, lamostra tabayim is chulin. It's not kachim at all, but it's a young lamb, 1 year old, a male. So you could make a mistake and think this is a Pesach. Alpha gav le Torah. Even though it's only a chulundik animal, you're not Torah, you're not busy in it, you're only busy in kachim, still he holds your potter either. It's either one of the two svaras your potter according to Ramea. Either because you can make a mistake, or else because it is kachim ready, that you're Torah, you're busy in doing it, so you can make a mistake. La fuke, what's not that way? Bali mumin, deloy ichlof michlof, for la mitra Torah. A bal mumin animal that has a mum on it, something's wrong with it, so that you can't make a mistake, because you could see, this one's missing a leg, it's missing something, it's a bal mum. Hua din, you're not Torah, it's not kachim. You're not Torah in it. So since you're not Torah, you're not busy with this animal, and you can't make mistakes with it, now if you did make a mistake, and you thought this animal was roy to be a korban Pesach, and you made the shkita on Shabbos Erev Pesach, that's called the shegeg, that you chayev echatis. You can't have this new ptura to say you're a toyim. You're too far off. That's for sure, we have a tain on you, you should have realized it, so mazid you're not, because you made a mistake. But then yichayev echatis, that's what a mistake is, a shegeg, you made a mistake, yichayev echatis. So the Mara Yosef, Reb Zerov, Reb Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak. Akiloyid, Reb Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzchak. They're sitting by the doorpost of Lefnei HaBayis, Kain Beishar, by the door, the entrance to his house. The Yasser, they were sitting there, Bokamri, they said over. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Shimon Lokish said, Alok is like this. Nischalef loy shvud shel noiser v'shvud shel tzli. Somebody had shel tzli. V'ochle. He's on Erev Pesach by night. The shvud means a spit that they roasted the meat on it. So he made a mistake. He had one shvud, one spit that had on it noiser. The meat was mamish osetit. It was noiser dikem meat. The vidi t'chayv chatis. T'chayv a korban. When he made a mistake with shvud shel tzli, he thought it was a spit that had the regular carbon pesach tzli roasted. That's a mitzvah to eat it. The ochle and he ate it. He's aloch chayiv. The Shimon in such a case, he's chayiv echatis. You can't say the toyev b'dvar mitzvah. That's called chayiv. So Rashi says the shvud shel tzli shakodesh shoroyev achilas kodshim mitzvah. The ochle esem ashakupim is chayiv. The Rashi the toyev b'dvar mitzvah v'lo yosa mitzvah. You did not do a mitzvah. He feels the chur like an al mishnah like Yehoshua shoe holds. That you only put if you toyev b'dvar mitzvah and you do some type of a mitzvah. Like an al mishnah, on Erev Pesach Shabbos, you took a korban shlomim, and you shechted l'shem Pesach. And Allah is a shlomim is kosher shloy l'shmoy. So you did a tzatz mitzvah. Since you did a tzatz mitzvah, even though you weren't supposed to do it on Shabbos, you potter. But over here, where you took this meat, that's nicer. There's no mitzvah at all to eat nicer. It's only for ketas of anveirim, that yechayiv koris, b'meitiv, and b'shoygi yechayiv chatis. So if you made a mistake and you thought it was a regular meat, that's kachim, and you ate this meat, that's nicer, yechayiv chatis. Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan says, ishtar nida bol chayiv. Who are then if your wife? You didn't realize she was a nida, you thought she was tor, and you had beer with her, so you're a shoygig, yechayiv chatis. It's not called toyiv b'dvar mitzvah. Yevimta nida, let's say you have a yevama, your brother dies, and you're going to marry his wife, yimkayim mitzvah yibum, is bo'al potter. Even though she's a nida, if you boil her then, you didn't know she was a nida, so you thought you're doing a mitzvah, so since you're doing a mitzvah, the locher is your potter. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Now, the Marshal like this. Ika the army, some want to say, Kol Shechein Behi de Mechayiv. He says, Avada Rabbi Yechanan is not arguing on Rav Shlokish. He's murdered to Rav Shlokish. The Lo Yose Mitzvah. Because in Rav Shlokish's case, he didn't do any mitzvah at all. He ate the Shavud, Shal Noisa. He took Noisa Dikim meat, and he ate it. even though he thought it was kachim dikamit, but he didn't do any mitzvah at all. So he's chayiv. Here also, boil ishtoi, you boil your wife. So you chayiv. So you see, it's not called toibah d'va mitzvah. And if the yami, some want to say no, by Yehu potter, I'll tell you no. I'll tell me, Rav Yechon argues on Meshlokesh, the first case. Over there, maybe you'll be potter. My tainam, hosamu dehevole lishule. I tell you, really, if you think this meat is kachim dikim meat, you think it's a mitzvah when eating it, even though really it came out to be nicer, that's called a toyeh b'dva mitzvah. Maybe Rabbi Yechon holds your potter in such a case. Even though you did not do any mitzvah at all, because really it's only nicer, but since you thought you're doing a mitzvah, there you're potter. So b'zoi, why if you boil your wife, l'chur, you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it comes out she's a nidah, why does Rabbi Yechon say here, yechayiv chatis? The Torah says here, it's a tainer on you. To have a lele shule, you should ask your wife. You should ask why you were neither or not. Abel hochad lehev lelishule. But here you have these two pieces of meat in front of you, that one is nicer and one is ikachim. You can't ask, you can't eat the meat, are you nicer or not? So there you made a mistake, you thought you're eating the meat, that's mama's kachim. So since you think you're doing a mitzvah, that's a sword to say you potter from a korban chatas. Mashenkin, when does Yerich say you chayiv? Only by your wife, because there's not such a toya, you should have asked her. So the Gemara now, Rabbi Yechon Abazoi, Maishno Yevimtoi, the Kovet Mitzvah. So that's the story. What does Rabbi Yechon say if you boil your sister-in-law, and your sister-in-law, your brother's wife, if you boil your brother's wife, so Yevoma, so there we say what? Your potter. Why? Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. Because you're doing mitzvah Yibum. So the Gemara, Ishtoi Nami, Kovet Mitzvah. Abazoi, your wife also. Avad, you didn't know. It's not talking about you knew she was an Ida. It's talking about you thought she wasn't an Ida. So, Chura, you're a Toyev Divine Mitzvah, and you're doing a Mitzvah, so what is the idea? Yechayev Achatis. Teret says, Dishto Muberis. I'm talking about your wife is pregnant already. So, since she's pregnant already, now, I mean, now there's no Mitzvah to be a boiler. Hey, the Mitzvah is Alamo, Period Rivia, to have children. If she's pregnant already, now there's no Mitzvah, so that's why here Yechayev. Because by being boiled, your wife, that she's a Muberis, there's no Mitzvah. Fred Gemara, Ayv, Weika, Simcha, Senor. Even if she's muberis, even if she's pregnant, still there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, so I know. There's a mitzvah, a grash, a fimashu, whatever you want. There's halachis, how many times you have it a week. But I'll call upon Avad, there's a mitzvah. And the Gemara, Shaloi Bishas, I know so. No, we're talking about not a zman, I know. The most of the Talmud Chochem is, Me'er Shabbos, Me'er Shabbos. Our work is two times a week. This was just three times a week. They're different halachis. So the Gemara, we're talking about Shaloi Bishas, I know. You're a person supposed to have with your wife two times a week. And you were ready together two times already this week. You're doing it now a third time. So the Havamina is this third time now is not called the mitzvah. So that's why Rabbi Yechon says, if you boil her now and it comes out she was an Ida, even though you didn't know about it, that's called the Shoigeg, Yechayev Echatis. For the Gemara, no, V'omar Rova, Chayev Odom L'Sameach Ishtoi B'dva Mitzvah. Rova says, no, any time it is, whenever you have Tashmish with your wife, it's always considered a mitzvah. Rashi says, L'Sameach Ishtoi, Afilo B'shlash Oino, so even when it's not a special Zman Oino, when you're supposed to be together with her. In Roya Shemasavis, if you see your wife wants it, there's a mitzvah to be nice to have Tashmish with her, no matter what it is. So, Fretzik and Markash, according to Reb Yechon, no matter when it is that you're with your wife, L'chur, you're doing a mitzvah. You want to be Masamecha, so you're doing a mitzvah. So, what does Reb Yechon say here? If it came out, she was a Nida, Yechai V'chatis. Why don't we say, you're a Toyi B'dva mitzvah? And the Gemara, Somech Levesosa. We're talking about right now, it's near her vestes. Aisha has a vest, Kavua, or has Vesheni Kavua, like she saw last month, the 25th day. So the next month, the 25th day, you're supposed to stay away from her. So therefore, then there's zicha no mitzvah to be with her, because you're supposed to be purish from your wife. So since you're supposed to be purish from her, stay away from your wife, if you did it, that's why you're chayiv. So you can't say you're a toyeh b'dva mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to be with your wife on the zman of a vest. For the Gemara Yehochib, that's what we're talking about here. That it came the Zman of Avet, came the day, the same day she saw last month, that you're not supposed to be with her this month. I feel you vimte nami. Even your Mikhaim Mitzvah Yibum, your brother's wife. If you would know that this is her Veset, so also it should be also to be with her. There shouldn't be a mitzvah involved. And the Gemara bosses me no. The slur is your brother's wife, you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed to ask her. So therefore, menastam, when you have mitzvah yibum, you're embarrassed to ask her, is it summer to your vest now or not? So therefore, you call the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. Mashenken ishtole bozes mino. But your own wife, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should ask her, is this tonight your zman havest? Like the last month, did you see this same night? So you should ask your wife. If you didn't ask her, halt Rabbi Yechon, that's called stam shoyge, and that's why you chayev echatis. Mashenken by yevimtoi, there your bozes, you're embarrassed to ask her, that's called the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. So the more of Rabbi Yechon and Kaman, who does Rabbi Yechon go like? Ilay Mekreb Yosi. If you want to say Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yosi did not. Rabbi Yosi says Yom Tov Rishon Shochag Shochal Yis B'Shabbos. The first day Sukkot came out to be on Shabbos, and the person v'shochach, he forgot for Hitzias Alulav L'Shus Rabim. He took out the lulav to Rishus Rabim. He said he didn't know Hilchas Lulav, so he went to the Rebbe. He went to the Rav to ask him how to make the lulav. So he carried it out on Shabbos. He is Allah Potter. Yosi says he's Potter from Achatis. Why? He took it out Rishus. What does it mean, Rishus? He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So you see, any time the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, even though Lamaisi did not do a mitzvah, still he's Potter. So that's the Biyachin story here also. But Yevinta Nida, that's why you're Potter. Rashi's Rishus, Shom Mitzvah Sher Torah Bo. Since you're Torah in the mitzvah, you're Potter also by Yevintoi. Even though it came out she was a nida, it was also to do it. But since you thought you're doing a mitzvah, that's enough to part you. So the Gemara, no. Dilma Shani Yosem Dizmano Bol. I'll tell you, Erev, on Sukkot, the first day, that's the Zman to do mitzvah lulav. Everybody knows Sukkot, she has to do mitzvah lulav. So today, the guy is fatumut about thinking about the lulav. So if he takes it out today, maybe that's why he's potter. Mashenken, to be boiled to Mekayim mitzvah yibum, there's no din you have to do it today. Forget, you should have found out. If you need or not, take your time. There's no mitzvah punk to do it today. So maybe there you're not called the Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Shrashi Dizmana Bol. Shekavu Allah Hayyim. Today is Mlan Sukkis. You're supposed to take a lulav on Sukkis. V'torid bim lo'ach shuveim asaholach etzabok in Lamdoid. If not today, today is the first day of Sukkis. What am I going to learn Hilchos Lulav? So if this guy for some reason didn't take care of it before Sukkis, today he's for tumult. So maybe that's why. If he carries out his lulav today, that's called the Toyib Dva Mitzvah. There we say it's potter from Achatis. But to be boil your vimto, there's no din to do it today. Wait another week. You have no right from Rabbi Yosi. Moraviello Rabbi Yeshua. This is welcome. Also according to Rabbi Yeshua, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter by a zevach. Then what's the case of Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah? On Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, if you take your korban shlomin and you shecht l'shem a korban Pesach, Rabbi Yeshua holds your potter from a chattis. Why? Because it's toyib d'va mitzvah. You thought this animal was a korban Pesach, even though really it's not. But since you made a mistake, your potter. You thought you're doing a mitzvah. For the Gemara, again, Dilma Hosam Nami, Zmano Bol. You can't bring a Raya from Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, everybody's fatumul busy about bringing Korbanos. Today's the Zman to bring Korban Pesach. So therefore we say, even if you brought a Shlomim, we can understand why you made this mistake. Because today everybody is busy bringing Korbanos. So even though you brought a Shlomim, you shouldn't have, that's why you potter. But again, here to Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, who asked you to do it today? Wait until you find out that she's in need or not. Marvela Krev Yeshua. I'll tell you, goes according to Yeshua Shita the Tinoikis. That we have the mission of the Brises before, about you had two kids to break a bris milah on. Again, that one was a Sunday baby, and one was a Shabbos baby. And you made a mistake, and you made the milah on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos, and we said, you're potter over there. Well, the other way around, with Friday's baby on Shabbos, you're potter over there. So you see what? Even though you're not doing a mitzvah, but since you're Toya, that's the case of so right. When Sunday's baby do on Shabbos, so you're not doing any mitzvah at all. Because Sunday's baby on Shabbos is too early. It's only the seventh day. Since we say your potter, because there's another baby to make a bris milah today, it's called your turn and doing a mitzvah. So here also, by Yevimtoi, you think you're doing a mitzvah, that's why you potter. And the Gemara, no, Hosam Nami, Zman Abo. I say there's no right against the milah. Milah, you have to be worried about it, because he thought today was the eighth day. Like he thought I'm making the bris milah on the kid that was born last Shabbos. See, even though we took the wrong baby, took the Sunday's baby, but he thought he's doing the baby that was born last Shabbos. So that mitzvah is bedafka today. So he has the right to be worried to think that I'm doing the mitzvah that I have to do today. Mashenkin Yevimta again, there's no mitzvah to do it today. You should have waited. If you don't know she's neither or not, wait and find out. So again, you wouldn't have any raya who Rabbi Yechon goes like that when he says that when you boil your Yevimta, you're doing the mitzvah's yibum, if she's a neither, still your potter. Marviela Krev Yeshua the Truma. And there he goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Sheet that he says by Hilchot Truma. The Tanan. Hoya Oyecho bit Truma. Somebody, a Koyin, was eating Truma. A Koyin's Ladi Truma. V'noidashu ben Jerusha ben Chalutza. And it came out while he was eating the Truma, he realized that he was a son of a Jerusha. His mother was a Jerusha, and his father, the Koyin, married him. So he's called a Chol. He's a Postle Koyin then. Or else they ben Chalutza. If the mother had Chalitza, so a Koyin is not allowed to marry him. And then the Koyin of his father married his mother by Veirum. So Allah is the son is a Cholul. He's not Roy, it's Truma. So the kid said this Koyin found out now in the middle of his eating Truma that he's not allowed to eat Truma. That he's a Postle Koyin. Is Rebbe Lezer Mechayev Karen V'Koymish? Rebbe Lezer says this Koyin now is eating Truma. Shalei Brishus, he's like a Zarb. So he has to pay back Karen V'Koymish. Yeshua Poiter, Yeshua says, no, he's Poiter from Keren B'Chaynish. Why? Because he's a Toye B'Dva Mitzvah. Hey, since up until now he thought he was the Keren, he's always rather, he's Larit, so that's what Yeshua says he's Poiter. Even though he lechurik not as man a bowl, and he didn't do any mitzvah, since he thought he's doing a mitzvah, that's why you potter. So Rabbi Yechon also says you potter according to this Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara, no, Dilma could Rav Beva Barabaya. I tell you the reason why here Rabbi Yeshua is holding his potter for a new svara. The Yom Rav Beva Barabaya. The Truma, the Erev HaPesach, this man a bowl. I tell you, maybe we're talking about eating chometz dik a truma. And it's Erev Pesach. So everybody's fatumot, they're busy to get rid of this chometz. You have truma now, that's chometz, and at Erev Pesach you have to get rid of it. So the din is you're allowed to eat truma, even the fifth hour you're allowed to eat truma. So everybody's busy, fast, eat up the truma fast. So then this coin, since like everybody's Isaac and doing it right now, it's called this man, that your bow, you turret it, maybe that's why you potter. Because it's a zman to do it right now. Mashenkin, again, your vimta, there's no zman to do it today. You should have waited till tomorrow till you find out for sure. So again, you have no raya. Inami, another terrence. I tell you, shani truma. We're telling me you have an akash. Yeshua says that this kohen that finds out he's a ben chalutzam, and he was eating truma, he's potter. Why is he potter? The trum, the ikrei avoida. I'll tell you, eat after the kohen eats truma, it's called an avoida. It's called like he's doing an avoida by kodshim. Now the klal is like this: the avoida rachmon achsher. There's a new gzeras akosiv that a kohen that was a ben gerusha ben chalutza. The lach is like this. If he knows he's a ben Gerusha ben Chalutza, he's not allowed to do the avoida. He's possum. But let's say he didn't know he was possum, and he did the avoida. And after he did the brought the korban, now we found out he was a posel korban. What's the locha? The locha is there because of the korban is kosher. It's even though you did the avoida, but kolzman you don't know about it. The Torah said it's a kosher avoida. It's only possum when you find out about it. Anug zeres a kosher by yecholul. So here also by eating the truma. The reason why you're not chayiv to pay a chaymish for Karen is because b'shash you ate the truma, you didn't know you were ben Yerusha ben Chalutza. You thought you were kosher kain. And eating truma is like an avoida. So there's a special gzeras hakosa when a ben Chalutza does the avoida is kosher up until he finds out. So the Gemara, Ditzanan, we learned like this. Ho yo'ay med umakrivs. A kain was doing the avoida. He's bringing a korban. V'noida shu ben Yerusha ben Chalutza. And in the middle of doing the avoid, after we did this recon, we found out that this coin is a posel coin. His mother was a Gerusha, his mother was a Chalutza. Is the halacha. Kol ha-karbonis kulan she'ikre b'agabia mezbeya psulin. See the Tanakama. Any carbon that he did until now, l'maita comes out as a posel carbon, because this coin is not a coin. The avoid was posel. We have Yeshua ma'achshir. Yeshua says, no, it's kosher. Even though he's a posel coin, ben Gerusha mechalutza is different. The Yarmin, the Gemara says, in my time with Rabbi Yeshua, why does Rabbi Yeshua say this for? Now we know this Kohen is a Apostle, Kohen is a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, he's a Cholol. So why do you say the Korban that he brought yesterday was good? The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem, Chelo Yefel Yodav Tirtza. As a disposal with Dashim, Opel Yodav Tirtza, whatever he did, with Dashim, Baruch Hashem, Chelo, that even Drashi, Bekahanim Tziv, Yesim Atom Apechel, Vesomach, Baruch Hashem, Chelo, Chalolim Sheboy, that even if we find out this Kohen is a Cholol, still, the Pasuk says, "Upayo yodav tirtzam." What he already did is tirtzah is okay, is good, we accept. So rather now that he knows he's a chol, he can't do the avoidim. But the avoidim that he did before, the zinuk zeras akasim, upayo yodav tirtzam. Whatever he did already, when he didn't know he was a chol, the Yevushet accepts his avoidim. So Mela, eating shumer also, that's why you potter from the Karen B'chaymish. Because since you are, even though you're a chol, but you didn't know about it, the avoidim is kosher. For the Gemara, truma heich yikra avoida. How do we know that eating truma is considered an avoida? To say this cholov when he ate it, it's called a good avoida. He's allowed to eat it. The Tanya we learned. Maiseb Rebbe Tafin. Shloi bo emes to beis hamedrash. She didn't come yesterday to yeshiva. Meshachris motzor ben Gamliel. And next morning he met Rebbe Gamliel. Omoloi b'fnei ma'aloi bo semes to beis hamedrash. So he asked Rebbe Tafin, how come you didn't come to the beis hamedrash yesterday? Omaloi, he said over avoida rabarati. I was busy doing an avoida. Omaloi. What you're telling me right now is a wonder. What do you mean you did an avoida? They're talking about after the Churban Abayis. There's no Beis Hamikdash. So what do you mean? Where were you last night? You're doing an avoida. There's no Beis Hamikdash here. What do you mean you're doing an avoida? How can you do avoida today? Omaloi. Harayuayma, the Pasuk says, avoides matona etanes kunaschem. The Yazor akor of Yumas. Also, achilas truma begvulen ki avoides beis hamikdash. The pasuk says avoides maton etanas kunascha means when your kohen eats the truma, it's called that you're doing an avoida, even though he eats the gvulen.